Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We thank God for this opportunity the Lord has given us to come to you by the way of radio, and trust that the songs and the message each week is a blessing and encouragement to you. We thank God for this day the Lord's given us. The Bible tells us this is the day the Lord's made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful for this time of season and everything, and giving God thanks and praise, thinking about the Thanksgiving time, and then looking forward to Christmas and thinking about the Lord and what he's done for us. And I trust you'll do that, that you'll trust him and believe him, serve him in these days. We hope the first song was a blessing to you. It's by the Enlighteners. We're going to play another one of their songs again this week. And then also a message that we preached on a Sunday morning. It was at the first of the month. We preached a message entitled Global Warming. We were talking about the spiritual global warming that's coming one of these days. And really things are heating up, spiritually speaking. And we do look forward to the return of the Lord. We believe in his imminent return. We believe that he could come at any moment. And we're preaching that blessed hope. Praise God and lifting up the Lord in these days. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, one of these days it's going to be too late. And you're going to be left behind. I trust you to obey God and serve him. Turn your life over to him while you can. We want to go to the next song by the Enlighteners, like we said, and into the message. But before we do, we want to invite you to come and be in service with us at any time. Our Bible school is at 10 o'clock. Preaching's at 11, and we're back on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday night, we have a prayer meeting service, Bible study, prayer meeting. And we invite you to come and be with us then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. But if you don't have a church home, we'd be glad for you to visit with us and pray about God's direction for your life. And we are thankful for these opportunities the Lord gives us. And we trust and pray you'll have a great day in the Lord.
Hope and cheer. want to talk to you about some biblical global warming, okay? Amen. I know some of what they have to say today about global warming. I don't know if it's true. You know, I know there's a lot of things that are said. There's much discussion. I've got a little couple of paragraphs about something. Somebody was kind of summarizing it, so to speak, and trying to look at a couple different ways that people's looking at it. It says there's much being discussed these days in both the scientific literature and popular press on the issue of global warming. An increasing number of scientists and other intellectuals are insisting that the growing emissions of greenhouse gases from the burning of fossil fuels is producing a significant warming of the whole planet, causing melting of the polar glaciers and probably an alarming increase in catastrophic events such as hurricanes and perhaps even earthquakes and tsunamis. On the other hand, many more conservative scientists keep insisting that this is just a cycle of phenomena, reminding us that it was not long ago that we were being warned of an imminent ice age. In fact, in the 70s is when they said this world is going to go back to the ice age. And now they're saying it's going to heat up and the polar caps are going to melt and everything. And we preached about this, covered this before not long ago. I told you about the different times that this has happened over and over and over again in history, dating back to the 1800s, back to the 1600s, 1500s. There was a big cold that came in back in the 1300s, and just different times that there's just been a cycle of this throughout history. The Bible tells us, though, amen. Now listen, you can look at whatever everybody else has to say, and you can take it with a grain of salt, I reckon. But I'll tell you what the Bible says. There was a flood one day. Amen. According to the Bible, there was a flood one day. And God's word is true. And this whole world was destroyed by a flood, so to speak. But the Bible says God said He wouldn't do that again. Here's what He said about it in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 21. He said, And the Lord smelled, this was after Noah built the altar, after he come off of the ark. He said he smelled a sweet savor. The Lord said in his heart, I will not curse the ground again anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. He says he's not going to smite every living thing as it happened before. In fact, he says in the next verse, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Now, I know all of you have heard that old wise tale. Somebody said, the times and the seasons are getting so out of whack and everything, and the Bible says that's what happened before the last days. That's not in the Bible. That's something you've heard that somebody said was in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. The Bible does say that there's always going to be different times and seasons. There's always going to be night and day. God said He promised that. Amen. He even put a rainbow in the sky to promise that He wouldn't again smite the whole earth with water. Amen. And that it wouldn't be the whole earth smited again. But the Bible does say there is coming a time of a warming up of this earth. Amen. I mean, there is a spiritual global warming that's coming. We'll get to that in a minute. But I believe there's things that have been heating up for a long time, spiritually speaking. Amen. I believe things have, and we're talking about the last day, sung the song in the choir, just any day now the Lord's are coming. Well, I believe we're living in those days. I believe we're living in the last days. It's clear to see by what's going on in this time that we're living in that things are heating up spiritually. Things are getting waxing worse and worse. Things are getting worse as it comes to time that the Lord's going to come again. He said there'd come a day they'd depart from the faith. He said there'd come a time that things would wax worse and worse. I mean, somebody says, I wish things would get better. They're not going to get better until the Lord comes back. Amen. I know there can be a spiritual awakening. There can be a stir of God. There can be revival here and there, but I think it's going to be localized. I don't believe it's going to be worldwide until the Lord comes back and He reigns, praise God, on this earth and He sets everything right. The Bible, in fact, tells us that things will wax worse and worse. We'll look at a few verses of Scripture in a minute, but I want to say things are heating up because, first of all, there's immoral practices that are going on in this world. that are getting worse and worse. And our resistance to them or our acceptance of them has become greater and greater in this day. It seems like some folk just don't even care. They could care less what somebody does. They could care less the way that the world's going. They could care less about the sin and the increase that's on every hand. But according to the Word of God, that's what happened in the last days. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let me give you some scripture, praise God. Amen. You're looking at me like a cow looking at a new gate. Amen. I got scripture. Hang on. I got King James Bible. 1 Timothy 4, 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Next verse says, "speaking lies and hypocrisy." And it says, "having their conscience seared with a hot iron." They've been spiritually, their conscience has been spiritually burned up and warmed up and ruined by the world system and by what the world is pushing out there. In this day we're living in, we're right here in that day and time, that immorality has been accepted as right and ever, just do whatever's fine in your own eyes is what people have got a hold of. But the Bible, in fact, they're in the day that the Bible says in Isaiah that they're calling good evil and evil good. Just mixed up. Their moral compass is completely thrown out the window and they don't care. Why? Because we're in a spiritual global warming that things are heating up spiritually speaking. Immorals have been completely thrown out the window. Immoral practices is on a high in this day and nobody cares and nobody's standing out and crying aloud. I believe God's people ought to be though. I believe God's people ought to be taking a stand on God's Word. It doesn't matter how many churches, let me just throw this in, it doesn't matter how many churches accepts the garbage that's going on. It don't matter how many churches it says you can just live how you want to and do whatever you please. I remember several years ago I heard a church over in Charlotte area was saying, "Hey, just you know, come to our church and you can just come to our church and you won't have to feel like you've been to church. Just come on to our church and you know everything will be all right, man. We'll just pat you on the back and say you know just go out and continue to sin." That's not what the Lord said, though, did He? He dealt with folks and He said, "Go and sin no more." Amen. Amen. He wanted you to leave chains and He still wants you to come to the church and leave chains by the power of God. And God wants to do that in your life. Amen. But so many today, hey, they're embracing the world and they're embracing immoral practices in our days. And it's a heating up because their mind and their conscience has been seared, the Bible says, with a hot iron. Let me give you another scripture. Bible says in Romans, hey, praise God, one ain't enough, I'll give you two or three. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. If it's getting rough now, man, it might get rougher. You might want to buckle up. Romans 1, verse 26 says, "For this cause God gave them over unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." I ain't adding nothing to this. I'm just reading it like it is. Amen. I remember, this has been several years ago, I remember working at Modern Palmer in Cherubel on Academy Street in Cherubel. And I remember in the break room, of course in the break room when I come in, I don't know what all was going on, but when I walked in it got quiet a lot of times. But anyhow, sometimes people ask questions and different things. You've been there, Brother Bobby, things like that, and they'll ask you questions at work and stuff. And they were talking about the homosexuality stuff and everything. I said, "Well, it's clear in the Bible. Romans chapter 1, I said, "Let me open up a Bible." Amen. I showed it to him. Read. Oh, boy, I didn't know that was in there. I said, "It's just plain as it can be that God hates it. God hates sin." Amen. It's still sin, immorality. It don't matter how much the world accepts it and brings it in. Amen. Listen, but I was getting something on this. Listen to what it said. It said, it goes on to say, it speaks of the women in verse 26, the lesbian crowd. Verse 27, it talks about the men. It says, "Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned." There it is, heating up, burned in their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. It said it's a lust that's unnatural, that's burning in them. And lust, when it's conceived, bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. says in that scripture there, receiving a just recompense within themselves. I want to tell you that the immoral condition of this world has been heating up for a long time. We're living in the last days. We're living in a global spiritual warming that they're getting burned up, spiritually speaking, away from the things of God. Mind, their conscience burned with a hot iron, their lust and their different things in themselves burning in the wrong direction against God. And God's about fed up with it. God's about had it up to here, so to speak.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe in God's judgment. We're reading this morning about Moses in that day, and in that day God's wheels of judgment may turn, like R.G. Lee said, it may turn, he said, payday someday, praise God. Hey, it may turn slow sometimes, but God's judgment is true and it's right and it's coming our way. Lord said in one place he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And that's if he doesn't judge America and he doesn't judge our nation and the sin that's around this world, he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, listen, the scripture tells us here, hey, they were burned in their own lust. There's an immoral practice that's a heating up. But not only that, let me say second of all, that there's an increase of natural phenomena. There's an increase of that. I mean, listen, there's no way in the world. I mean, a few years ago, we did... You didn't hear much about the word tsunami. And some folks still can't spell it. I don't know how it starts with a T. But anyhow, those things that are going on and the things that are happening, I mean, it's just such of an increase of those things. It's clear. It's right before your eyes. My goodness, hearing about an earthquake here in our area of North Carolina just recently happened. I mean, these things happen, these natural phenomena, there's an increase of them. Regardless of, you say, I don't think it has anything to do with our emissions, fuel, and those different things. I mean, how about that hoax about the ozone? I mean, several years ago, they were talking about that hole in the ozone. Man, it's going to increase and everything. And now they said the ozone's completely repaired itself now. Ain't that something? Hey, listen, what about that big oil spill down there, BP oil spill and everything? I mean, they were saying the whole Gulf of Mexico, the whole coast down there is going to be ruined and destroyed. But it wasn't. It wasn't. I mean, listen, God's able to keep this thing going and holding it together just as long as He allows it to. But He can take His finger off of the ozone at any time. He can take His finger off anything in this world and different places. And when we can hear of thousands that gets killed, thousands that's died, and it happens over and over again. But I believe it's just getting closer to the Lord coming back to this earth, rapturing His church out of here, praise God. Listen, I've got scripture on this. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. I heard a preacher preaching about that one time too. Let me just throw this in here. I remember he done went on to be with the Lord, but old brother Jim White, man, he was a character. He said, Lord God, he said, if that's what's going on, if it's these aerosol cans and everything, you know, us men spraying that deodorant and everything, these boys, my goodness, sometimes they get the house a-stinking, they spraying up that cologne and everything. But if it's those aerosol cans, he said, praise God, if it's those aerosol cans, that and he said probably it'd just speed up the Lord's return if we'd get rid of that ozone and everything. He said all the Christians ought to just synchronize their watches and all at one time just start spraying out there. Praise God, and then the Lord would have to rapture us out of here because the ozone would be eaten up. Anyhow, I told you he was crazy. I didn't say that. He did. But look over here in Matthew chapter 24. Praise God. He's going to come in time, ain't he? Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 6, the Bible says, and ye shall hear of rumors, wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. This is where we're at, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We're right there at the beginning of this thing, ain't we? We're right there at the beginning of the end that the rapture's going to take place. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to be excited among God's people. We ought to be stirred. Praise God. Hey, things are heating up. There is a global warming going on, but it's a spiritual burning up. It's a natural phenomenon's increasing. It's all making way. Praise God that the Lord's are coming soon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Used to see... I remember years ago, you see those bumper sticks all over the place. Jesus is coming soon. Praise God, He's still coming soon. Hallelujah. Amen. That's present tense when He closes. He said, Jesus, he said, even so, come Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord's a coming. He said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Surely I come quickly. And there's only way I know to explain that's what He said there in the text that we read. I'm getting back to my text. He said, one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Well, if it's been 2,000 years, that means it's only been a couple of days, Brother Dean. Oh, yeah. Amen. It hasn't been long in the time of God, or in the eyes of God and His timing. It hasn't been long since the Lord was on the cross. It's still fresh on His mind that He was on the cross and He died for us. It's still fresh on His mind, praise God. It ought to be on air. But praise be unto God, He's a-coming today. Amen. If one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years in one day, He's coming in this day and time that we're living in. Amen? Yeah. He's coming in this day. It ain't going to be long, praise God. And He's a-coming. Hallelujah. We look and we see these things going on in immorality. We see an increase of natural phenomena. But I'll tell you what, when it's really going to heat up, it's when God's people are taken out of here. Amen? When things are really going to heat up, it's when God's people are taken out of here. And like I say, I mean, God may be using some of these different things. And there may not be another cycle that we go through. There may not be another cycle of cold and everything. This may be the end of the cycle that we go through here in this earth. Of course, like they say, you know, this great heating it up and everything, it hasn't been, but I think they say at the most over the last 100 years or so, it's been like 2 degrees. That doesn't seem like a lot, and it really isn't a lot. But it's going to be a lot more when the Lord comes. Hey, listen, what did we read in that text? The Bible says, well, in fact, there's one verse I didn't read. Let me read you about 3 verses there, and you can see it clear here in the Word of God. It says back in verse 7 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter, it says, the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire. Reserved unto God's global warming right there. Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. There's nobody getting by with anything, by the way. Amen? Verse 9, look at this. It says, verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Can you reckon? And I'm not sure what the Greek word there for elements was, but can you imagine Peter writing that down and saying, Lord, I don't even understand what you're talking about right there. Yeah. Amen. There's no way he could have. There's no way man did know for almost 2,000 years. We're talking about elements. We're talking about, hey, listen, till they discovered about the atom and splitting the atom and all those things and the neutrons and the protons, and I can't tell you which way they're going, but they're doing something in all matter, ain't they? The protons and the neutrons and some of y'all scratching your heads, I ain't studied that. That was in school. Yeah, I know. Some of you still in school. You're studying all that stuff and the protons and the neutrons are circling around each other and doing whatever they're supposed to do. Hey, it's there in all matter. In all matter. We figured that out. And we discovered a great nuclear power there, split the atom, dropped the atomic bomb. Hey, listen, man was just going all kinds of different ways and all that happened. How about all the crazy movies and everything about nuclear destruction and all that at the time of dropping the atomic bomb and the burn up and that big mushroom cloud and everything? Hey, nobody understood any of that, but 2,000 years ago, Peter wrote it down in the Bible that the elements could separate, that the elements could burn up, that something could happen to destroy, to break matter in two in the Word of God, thousands of years ago. This book's way ahead of you, I'll tell you that. It's way ahead of mankind. Praise God. But listen, he's saying, hey, there's something going to happen. This thing's heating up, folks. Look here, look down to verse 12. The Bible says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Hey, let me give you some more scripture. Praise God. Just hang on now. Like I said, you're going to just, hey, it's past 12. I'll go ahead and tell you, you don't even have to look at your watch. It's past 12. Just a few minutes. Hang on. Let me give you a few more verses. When fourth vial judgment is poured out, let me read you that one. Revelation 16:8. It says, the fourth angel pours out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. That's heating up right there, ain't it? Men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over all these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory.